Next up, we have Paul, who I understand just released a new CD. Yes. Is that right? Yes. Yeah. Do you have them with you?
I do have them.
All right. He has a few with him. Yeah. Had a big CD party.
Wonderful.
Right? He also runs the open mic at Harvest Cafe.
Yeah.
And is that on Wednesdays?
First and fourth Wednesday. Not Christmas Eve.
Okay, we got it. Okay. Let's give a nice welcome to Paul.
Thank you. Can't hear a thing. Oh, yeah. Can hear a thing. Oh, it's very like something up here. It sounds like there's a slinky in the speaker. Anyway, I'm going to do a very stupid Christmas song that I wrote many years ago. So don't hold it against me, okay? Wayne will like it. It's called Tight Underwear. Well, I got 14 pair of underwear for Christmas. My darling bought them down the bargain store. So I threw out all my old ones, put on a pair of gold ones, and learned a lesson I'll remember evermore. Well, she said to me that the underwear fit fine. I said, honey, they're a little tight around my old lang syne. But I didn't want to hurt her feelings, so I wore them with a smile. You see, my friends, I'm not the hurting kind. Yeah, they were tight underwear, tight underwear. Almost ruined my life, in the future I'll beware. Nice to act like Jesus, but if a gift don't please us, don't change your life for things like underwear. Well, I noticed that my voice was getting higher. I noticed that my temper wasn't good. Came home yelling and screaming. For 3 months I was steaming. Wasn't acting like a grown man should. I got in fights at work and I was fired. One day I came home to an empty bed. Sat down at my piano and in my strange soprano sang the blues and wished that I was dead. Yeah, they were tight underwear. Tight underwear, almost ruined my life, in the future I'll be aware. Well, it's nice to act like Jesus, but if a gift don't please us, don't change your life for things like underwear. Well, things kept on getting worse and worse and worse. So I went to see an old friend, she was a nurse. Well, she said I was constricted, and when my underwear was evicted, then I would be relieved from this strange curse. So I threw out all those 14 pair of shorts, and I got me 14 more of the looser sorts. And I found my wife and honey, and got a job that pays more money, selling underwear. Big department store, and I tell them tight underwear, it can ruin your life, so the buyer please beware. And it's nice to act like Jesus, but if the gift don't please us, don't change your life for things like. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. That was great.